Welcome to the Yobi City Comedy Hour, live from Richmond College KDUX Web Radio, with today's special guest co-host, Logan Voister and Michael Carter. Say hi, guys.
How you guys doing?
Wait, Logan, what mic are you on? You're on number two? Talk, Michael. Talk, Logan.
Hello? Is it working now?
Yeah, Michael, say something. Say something, Michael.
I did say something.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I can't hear myself.
The music stopped. Wait a minute.
There it is. Technical difficulties are ensuing.
Excuse me, we are having technical difficulties today. Please wait 10 seconds.
Hey, Logan, do me a favor. Don't go like this. Keep about 3 inches away from your face.
That's 3 inches. I don't know.
Do you guys hear me at all?
Yeah, we hear you.
I can't even hear myself. It's like muffled.
All right, all right.
Okay.
Well, today is November 7th.
It is?
I believe it is.
Let me check.
Is it November 7th? I believe it's November 7th.
It's November 7th. That's what my clock says.
Okay.
Okay, okay. So November 7th, the first show in November. We have a really great show today. I'm really glad, you know, Logan and Michael come down today and help out with the show. Let's talk a little bit about what happened today with Logan and his newfound friend, the Bees.
Oh. He met Jerry.
I met Jerry Seinfeld in the form of a bee.
Yeah, we were out there waiting for another friend to come out.
Because the first time he showed up, I was the only one that didn't run away.
The bee was like, I want to scare all you. Oh, wait, this guy's not running. I have a new friend. This is my new friend. I want to befriend him. And, like, the bee was coming toward Logan's face.
Stay away. Stay away.
That was really funny.
And then I was just sitting there and everybody else was running away.
Well, I don't like bees. I don't like bees.
I don't like bees either, but, you know, if you run away from them, they tend to follow you.
I guess so.
No one followed only after I decided not to run away the first time.
But yeah. It was like going around your leg, like revolving around.
He thought it was a big blue flower, I guess. I don't know.
This is a strange-looking flower.
Okay.
It doesn't have petals, but it has two arms. But that was really funny. That was really weird.
It's a hairy flower. What's going on?
I don't understand. It's so... This is a giant flower.
Where?
I want to pollinate this giant.
Brian's mic needs to be turned off now.
Hey, I'm the host of this show. I choose whose mics are off, and guess what? I'm just joking, guys.
Not funny.
All right.
Every time you turn off a mic, you screw something up. Don't tell it anymore.
All right. But yeah, like I said, we have a great show, and we had a very funny bee incident, which I thought we should bring up.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Something always happens to us that we can talk about at the beginning of the show.
Oh. Apparently, a friend of ours was eating at the Subway, and these guys were getting into a play fight or something like that, and they were beating up. And Christina was trying to. I said Christina's name. Hey, Christina Vasquez.
Someone say hi, Christina.
Run away,
Christina.
Hi, Christina. Prepare to run to witness protection program.
But
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you know, Christina was on the show, so we can say her name. Christina, she saw a guy, and he was wearing a Decepticon jacket. And I was joking, saying, she said, that guy was beating up that other guy. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. He's a Decepticon. That's what they do. They beat up on the weak.
That's why we need Optimus Prime.
Autobot rollout.
Yeah, let's not do that anymore.
Okay? That was a horrible movie, I'm just going to say right now, Transformers. More to meet the plot, I think it needed.
Oh. Did you just talk like Yoda?
Oh my god, I did just more needed the plot? Wait, what did I say again?
More
needed more the plot? To the
it
plot.
Did.
That's a horrible Yoda. I'm very sorry to everybody out there. My apologies to Frank Oz and Tom Kane for insulting their talent.
Especially since you interviewed Tom Kane.
I'm very sorry, Tom. I want to apologize right now. You are a wonderful voice actor, and I am a horrible, horrible voice actor. Anyway, also in Arlington this weekend, starting today through Sunday, is Wizard World Texas. which is the it's a comic book convention, but it's also a sci-fi convention. Mainly, you know, a lot of comic books. But
hello to the wizards.
Corey Feldman from The Lost Boys, and of course, you know, Corey, you know, Corey Feldman is very known for, you know, all through the 80s. He's going to be there. Lou Ferrigno, who's better known as playing the Hulk. He's going to be there.
The more recent one?
No, Logan, Lou Ferrigno. He's the guy that Bill Bixby was like,
oh,
you ought to like me when I'm angry. Why, Batman? But, yeah, so Lou Ferrigno's going to be there. Leatherface, not the guy who plays Leatherface, actually Leatherface, he's going to be there. And he will be chopping off limbs for the first 500 people who enter in the building.
I will enter at 600.
The price is $20 for the ticket. Is that right, Michael? Or
yeah, I think so.
$20 for the ticket.
I was going to go, but that didn't work very well.
Yeah, we don't have $20. So we're encouraging everyone else to go.
I'm surprised we're even allowed on this show.
I know. We're like five. I don't know how we got in here.
I don't know.
You have to pay money to get into the show building. Now.
But really. No, go check it out. Let me see what the website is really quick. Since we have internet in this place, I actually have it in my favorites. But yeah, Witherworld, Texas, it seems really cool. You know, me and Logan, we went to the Dallas Comic Con Fan Day 2, which
was fun. That too.
Huh?
I missed that too.
Yeah, but you went to the Dallas Comic Con where we saw Ray Parks, who played Darth Maul, and we saw Missy Pyle from who was the Unibrow dodgeball player, and of course, what's her name from Saw? Who's the girl from Saw that's like his helper or something like that?
I remember her character's name is Amanda, but I don't remember the
actual actress name.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, well, the girl.
I'm bad with names, you know that.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just asking. I mean, I know you're bad with names, but I'm just saying.
I can barely remember y'all's names sometimes, so.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm thanks a lot, Michael.
I'm joking.
Logan? Who's Logan again? I can't remember.
Oh.
Well, I called Bryant. I called Bryant Logan the other day.
Oh, you did? I didn't even know that.
What?
Well, here.
I was talking to Logan. And I called you. I called you Logan. I was like, wait, no. I'm talking to Logan.
What are you talking to right now? He's in another world. I'm in another world.
Well, stop talking, Logan. Meanwhile, Logan.
Okay, but the website is www.wizardworld.com. Go click for the.
You forgot a W.
www.www.www.com. No, but it's www.witherworldtexas.com. Click on the Texas link. It's you know, November 7th through the 9th. It's at the Arlington Convention Center. Very exciting. I'm seeing who's actually going to be there. A lot of comic book artists are going to be there. Oh my gosh, the Spaceballs, the animated series. They're going to screen an episode over there at Witherworld, Texas.
Oh, man.
That's actually a pretty good show. I like it. Corey Feldman's going to be there. Lou Ferrigno, Jamie Fury, Kovac
cool
from the
stuff.
From a TV American Gladiators. Yeah. Danny Toro, who is, he was in Grindhouse. He was in Sin City. He's also the uncle in Spy Kids, the one that owns like the junkyard, had all the weapons and everything.
Machete.
Yeah, he's also Machete in Grindhouse. Machete. And he's also in Halloween. He's also in a little movie, which is one of Michael's favorites, which he was very upset that it did not receive an Academy Award nomination.
What are you talking about?
Delta Farce. He played,
Delta Farce is funny. That's
he
funny
played,
movie.
Who do you play? I can't remember. It's a singer. What's his name? Santana. He played Santana. What was his name?
Did you just say Fantana?
Fantana. It's Fantanist.
Okay. Must be for Fantana.
Yeah, what was his name? I can't remember what Santana's full name.
Carlos Santana.
I don't know that, Michael. I'm in a whole other world. I'm in the Brian Barnell world. Yeah, but his name was he played Carlos Santana in Delta Farce, which is Michael's favorite movie.
Hey, Sarge. Time to a Slim Jim.
That was actually pretty funny.
That's your brother, by the way. I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah.
That's your brother.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go check it out.
Hey, Sarge. Time to a Slim Jim.
Hey, so we're to Slim Jim.
Now.
But yeah, a lot of comic book art's going to be there. Should be really fun. Go check it out. Like I said, the website is www.wizardworldtexas.com. I'm sorry, wizardworld.com. And go click on the Texas link. Again, it's November 7th to the 19th at the Arlington Convention Center. It should be really fun. I'm really disappointed we didn't get a chance to go to this one, but we don't have the money.
No, but we are not rich.
Or the transportation.
We don't have a car. Well, we could get Logan to take us.
Yes, I will be the chauffeur once again.
And pay our way through.
I'm not paying for you. I'm not paying for you.
No, I didn't expect that.
But next year.
I'm not that rich.
Next year we'll go to it, hopefully. We got the money.
Yeah.
Next year we'll go to it.
If I'm here next year.
Well, then we'll just go without you.
Oh, you suck.
Don't say it on radio.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
The views expressed on this show are my
own. Oh, stop. I do that every time.
I know. But yeah, it seems fun, so go check it out. Also, last week I interviewed the director of Fanboys, Kyle Newman, and they have their new trailer out. Go check it out at Now, Michael, it says here, it says HTTP. Is that www still?
Yes, just say www.
Does it say www there?
No.
All you have to worry about is
.org. Nowhere. Here, come check it out. Because they have a new trailer. You got to go check it out. Of course, you can just go to YouTube and type in Fanboy Trailer, and you can find the first one. Read that. What does that say?
HTTP colon
can you
slash movies dot yahoo dot com.
Okay, you know.
Movies.com or something.
Okay, dude.
Just put in new Fanboys Trailer on Google.
Well, actually, go to yahoomovies.com, type in Fanboys Trailers, and go check it out. It's a new trailer. It's very, very funny. It's a long trailer. Has all the stars in it, including the special guest appearances by Carrie Fisher and Billy Dee Williams, of course. But of course, in the trailer, they label it as starring Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, and of course, when it goes up to William Shatner, they say, and Captain James T. Kirk. So it's a funny trailer. Go check it out. Really good movie. Again, February 6th, next year.
Again,
can you believe it? We gotta wait till next year.
A whole year.
And this year is almost done, too. Yes. We wanted to see that movie. We wanted to see that movie for 2 years now.
I thought it was three.
No, it was two.
Okay.
It's too long. Two years too long.
I'm not sure. First time we saw the trailer.
Featuring Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, Darth Maul, Shooter McGavern, the guy from The Office, the guy from Tropic Thunder, Jay, the guy from Die Hard 4, the hot chick from Sin City, and Captain James T. Kirk. That's actually how they label the actors in the movie.
Interesting.
Oh, then of course, I'm watching the trailer right now. They're going into the shoot. I said, I
want to see it.
You want to see it?
Later.
All right. I'll email it to you. Oh, no. If you go to the Obesity MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/TheObesityComedyHour, the trailer is on the page.
Cool.
Go check it out. Also, new on the page is the October 3rd show, which was me, Michael, and Christina, which contains the Sarah Palin movie trailer and Michael's interview at the local game nerd place. So
didn't we do that twice, though?
Yeah, we did it twice, but we didn't record the first time.
Oh.
But it's on the show. It's on the website, that show, so go check it out.
So how was your day, Michael?
It was all right.
All right.
Boring.
Can't think of anything else.
No, it was boring.
Yeah, it was really boring.
Yeah, I thought the I'm spaced out. Hang on. what was the guy's name?
What guy?
The interview.
Oh, Mike Holbrook.
Right. He made a good point when he said that a lot of the songs that they sang were still, relevant for today. And I found a quote. I can't remember who it's by, but it was talking about history does repeat itself. The only thing is, it everything changes. But I can't think of the exact words now. But I can't remember now. But it was something about history does repeat itself. Everything, the times, the place, everything that changes, but the result is
always the same.
Always the same. And yeah. I mean everything is basically an endless circle. It all repeats.
And that's pretty much what
he
said.
Here's a way of saying it. You control 2 + 2 in a certain way, but you're still going to get 4.
Basically.
Pretty much. I mean, but, you know, those songs, and you guys heard a lot of them. Yeah. They have a lot of ones. I think they got one about the temperance movement, which was about the people who were trying to ban gambling, alcohol, stuff like that. And there's still people like that today that would do that. I mean, I think a lot of places here lately after this election are now wet cities. You know, they have alcohol. They're no longer dry. You know, there's not a lot of dry places left. I remember when Garland became wet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of places they don't serve alcohol.
My grandpa was all excited, though. He didn't have to drive to Dallas to get alcohol anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
I think my teacher at Paris once said that we were at the wettest dry county.
Oh, really? Well, there are places that...
It's the wettest dry county.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I think it had something to do with nightclubs or something.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, what? Wettest dry county?
I'm trying to look up their... They actually have a MySpace page, the Chad Mitchell Trio.
I think you can actually find that quote in my blogs if you want to... If you want to try and find it, I can't remember if it's there or not.
If you want to learn more about the Chad Mitchell Trio, you can go to their website. The website is www.thechadmitchelltrio.com. Go check it out. Their MySpace page is www.myspace.com/thechadmitchelltrio. There they have their music video. Also, you can also find it to download on iTunes. It's very funny. But like I said, the music video will be posted on the OpenCities MySpace page for everyone to look at. But yeah, apparently I just found Chad Mitchell's MySpace page.
Gonna try and interview him next?
I'm gonna hopefully. I know that my dad's a big fan of the Chad Mitchell Trio. That's how I got introduced by him. He's got a lot of their records. And he actually asked me, like, can you ask if they can give me an autograph? I've always wanted one. Kind of funny, my own father's asking me if I can get, you know, someone's autograph.
Oh, wait, remember your email?
Oh, yeah, that's my, hold on a minute. Thank you, Logan, you just reminded me. We finally have a segment before the show has to be wrapped up, hold on. Oh, dang it. I forgot to plug you back in.
Let's make that two.
What did you do?
Okay, so wrapping up the show, what happened was that I sent them an email asking if they could send my father an autograph, and they said yes, but they sent me another email while saying yes. They said, could you please give us your father's name? I failed to put my father's name on the email. But I have, and so they will be sending me an autograph from my father, which is going to be really excited. He was really excited when I told him that they actually are going to give him an autograph, because that's just one of his favorite groups. But yeah, go check it out, www.thechadmitchelltrio.com. Also, of course, myspace.com/thechadmitchelltrio to see their music video for the George Bush Society. Excuse me. The George Bush Society. Also, it's on iTunes, so you can go... you know, get it on iTunes, and I'm really thanks, Mike, for letting me interview you this week, and it was really an honor. I mean, I can honestly say that I never would have guessed I would have been interviewing one of the Chad Mitchell Trio's members, and they have a wonderful history. And Michael, you made a good point where you said that you're right about history does repeat itself just in other ways, and yeah. I think that's what you were saying about the music. I mean, the music has. And one of my favorite thoughts that he had was about having around the campfire and singing a folk song. Yeah. But you can't do it today. How can you go around the campfire and sing a rap song? It's like, all right, boys and girls, let's all hold hands around the campfire and let's join in with a song.
Do, do, do.
No. It's like this. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a teeny little waist and a big... And then, you know, I mean, that makes... I mean, I don't know how you can do that.
You can't.
Everybody! Oh! Do, do,
okay, do. That's
yes, please.
But you can't do that today. No, I mean, and I'm not saying I'm not giving a bum rap on rap music, because I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you know, I'm not hard. You know, I'm not a fan, but I mean, I'll listen to some songs. You know, it depends on a beat. I'm not particular, but you got a point. You can't go around a campfire singing, you know,
singing rap.
I think it gets weird. But it's a point where, you know, music of the times, and the Beatles did come in, and they get a whole new genre of rock and roll.
Yep.
And we still have a lot of folk music today. I think a lot of it, but it's more folk rock. It's more folk rock. We don't have the banjos that we like. I don't know what that was.
I wish I could find him on Guitar Hero.
Man, if you can play that game on Guitar Hero,
awesome.
What if they, oh my gosh, what if they had Guitar Hero Hillbilly? Can you imagine if they had Guitar Hero Hillbilly?
Oh man.
Hey Earl, watch this. I'm going to play dealing banjos on my guitar. It's called Banjo Hero. It's called Banjo Hero, and it's for all the rednecks out there.
I'm going to play Banjo Hero. And then there's one song called Sweet City Woman.
Oh my god!
What
is that?
Never mind. I don't know,
Logan. Logan, you better.
No. It's
Logan's mic is off.
Oh. Oh, it's an oldie.
It's an oldie song, you jerk.
Remember, we were trying to play "Devil in Disguise," Logan, and it wouldn't play. And then we ended up on the Halloween playlist. They had "Speed Racer."
Oh yeah, then we ended up playing "Speed Racer" twice.
I know. I didn't mean that. Yeah, because "Devil in Disguise" wouldn't play, so it played "Speed Racer" Elvis. Again instead. I'm like. Yeah. Elvis, that's another rock and roll. That's another guy that made a new genre. Rock and roll and hillbilly music.
Guy who started out with country songs rock-a-billy. And then went to rock and roll.
Rockabilly. But
did you say rock and roll?
I meant rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I used to rock and roll all night. Now my hair's turning great. That's actually a song by Bob Rivers. It's really funny. No, but like I said, thank you guys for coming down to the show. Really appreciate it. I hope you guys had a good time. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview.
Yep.
Like I said, he's a really interesting guy, really interesting group. I played songs that they've sang for you guys before. So and they're really versatile when it comes to satirical, funny. I think I played for you guys. He's a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate. Tell me, some lawyer marries a woman, and then he finds out that she goes to take the makeup off her face, and only see this paint on the napkin, and then she goes and takes off her wig and a fake leg and then an eyeball.
And the guy's like, what did I get myself into? Good thing she's got money.
But they're really funny, and so go check it out. Like, so go check out their webpage. Go check out their MySpace page. Even go Google and type in the Chad Metal Trio. Here's some of their songs. Go buy a CD. Do something. They're a really great group, and I asked them if they said if they ever have any more news or if they're ever here in Dallas. You know, give me a call. Have they got any new events? Inform us, and you know we'll definitely have to have it on the show. You know, again, and so yeah. To recap of today's show, you can always go to the Open City MySpace page, which is myspace.com/OpenCityComedyHour. We have posted on the page the Halloween episode, the 2-hour Halloween episode from last Friday. Also, we still have the Ghostbusters on there, which will be soon for download. We had the interview with Mark Walters from the Dallas Comic Con, Tom Kane, the voice actor, and Kyle Newman from the director of Fanboys. And we also have the October 3rd show, which had Michael and Christina on. So that'd be really exciting to hear.
Yeah, with the
interview
guy at the GameStop.
And the Sarah Palin movie trailer.
Yeah, so it was Game Master.
Game Master. That's really great. Go check them out. They're very funny. Laugh. And like I said, also...
And if you don't laugh, don't cry, because, I mean, you might mess up your keyboard.
I know.
Yeah.
Also, if you got 20 bucks, go down to Arlington this weekend for the Wizard World Texas. Seems really exciting. I wish we could go. We'll have to keep up schedule on that. Maybe next time we'll be able to go.
Yeah.
And everyone have a really great weekend. Hopefully it won't rain.
Hope not.
Hopefully it won't rain.
As far as I know, it's going to be Monday.
Oh, great.
It might change, but...
I just hope it don't rain next Thursday. That would suck.
Oh, yeah.
I keep saying that on the radio. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
If you think best on this show, I might own.
Oh, stop it.
All right.
Well, you can save that for the end, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I will say that at the end, but it's 4:56 right now. We're getting close to the very end of the show. Like, again, I just want to say thank you, everybody.
Not 4:56.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm...
That thing's clock needs to be...
This clock needs to be changed. It is 3:57 right now on the OCD Comedy Hour, and I just want to thank everyone. Go to the OCD MySpace page, go to the Chairman of Trios MySpace page, go to their website, go check out Wizard World Texas. Have a great weekend, and thank you for joining us on the OCD Comedy Hour. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
So long and farewell. What song?
What'd you say?
Oh, what song?
Oh, never mind.
Are you talking about from a certain movie?
Yeah, remember from The Sound of Music, Goodbye, So Long.
No. Oh.
Don't do it.
What?
So long and farewell is all I'm going to say. All
right, well, thank you, and everyone have a really great weekend. This is Brian Vernell saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
From the OCD Comedy Hour.